Well, it's now time to invite Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for our question of the week. Hello, Diana.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Lovely to have you.
Great. Well, this week it's all about magnets on pipes. So how can you shave your plumbing?
My name's Tony Rogers and I live in Dereham in Norfolk. I've been told a magnetic field can dissolve limescale in water pipes. Is this true and how does it work? Since the pipes and I believe the limescale are ferrous and not affected by a magnet or a magnetic field.
So can magnets really clean out your pipes?
I'm Hugh Hunt from Cambridge University Engineering Department. Well, there are lots of manufacturers' websites that claim that if you put magnets on your water pipes, then that prevents limescale build-up on the element of your immersion heater. Well, it's obviously in manufacturers' interests to make these claims, but let's suppose that in the last year a manufacturer has sold 1,000 of these devices and they get one letter which says how fantastic it is, another 10 letters that say that it doesn't work. Well, they can give 10 refunds. They've still made quite a lot of money and they can publish that one nice letter, and I guess that might be what we're seeing on the websites. But now that's being a bit mean, but I'm a bit puzzled that there aren't any quoted refereed scientific publications out of the mainstream literature. Surely if there was something really scientific going on here, it would be well and truly understood. So I just wonder. Now, there are a few possible candidate theories, all to do with magnetohydrodynamics and water memory and things to do with nucleation and so on. We can read all about these. Where does that leave us? Well, I think if you have found that one of these devices works for you, well, it doesn't do any harm, so you may as well carry on using it. But if you find that it doesn't work, then perhaps there's no surprise in that.
So nothing's been published to show that these do or do not work. And here at The Naked Scientist, we couldn't find much in the way of reasonable explanations for how they might work.
I really like the way that Hugh was really concise and actually straight down the line said it's like this in his answer. Decisive answer.
Yeah. What you didn't see there was he actually had like a little glass bulb with some mercury floating around in it, and that was another interesting way to deal with limescale. But unfortunately, as with this, no real explanation for why it might work. But on the forum, Wolf Keeper said that even if there was an effect on the water, it would be moving too quickly through the field for any anti-furring to occur. But that's it for magnetic fields. So what about the gravitational field?
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name is Christophe Boutillier from Utrecht in the Netherlands. My question is, do we and objects weigh less at night time? I could imagine that the additional gravitational upward pull of the sun during daytime will work to a certain degree against the downward pull of the Earth.
Do we weigh less at night? I'm sure many of us have experienced it on leaving the pub, but can we literally drift to sleep? Answers on an e-card to chris@thenakedscientist.com or on the forum of answers at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
What a brilliant question. Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, with this week's Naked Scientist Question of the Week. And if you like Diana's Question of the Week, you can find it on the web as its own podcast, Question of the Week on iTunes. About 5,000 people a week are availing themselves of your questions of the week, Diana, so please go and join them if you enjoy it. Thank you.